First of all, welcome to the 2024 reading year. We've got some new things in store for you during this episode. If you've been with us for a while, then you most likely noticed the new podcast cover image along with the new introduction. This is because we are bringing both readers and writers together under one podcast and newsletter. After all, readers love to connect with authors and authors love to connect with readers. Plus, in this episode, we reveal a new genre that will be debuting on the show. Don't worry, 80% of our reading will still be historical Christian romance. We are just adding in a genre that I would call a cousin to the historical Christian romance genre. Last week's episode was geared toward writers as I shared about the Literary Escape author mentorship. I'm excited to offer this mentorship to authors who want to build their platform, publish their book, and run their author business. If you are interested in this one-on-one intensive author coaching program, you can book a discovery call now using the link provided in this blog post. Please note that the discovery call does not lock you into the program. Rather, it's a chance to see if it is the right fit for you. I can't wait to connect with you. Book your call today as spots are limited due to the complete one-on-one coaching experience you'll receive. Finally, if you have not done so already, be sure to sign up for the Literary Escape newsletter at www.literaryescape.com/newsletter or with the link below this blog post. The 2024 reading year will be packed full of author and reader events and giveaways like you have never seen before. With that being said, let's jump into our 2024 kickoff episode in which you find a few surprise announcements. Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. In this episode,
Tiffany,
Jamie,
and Melissa will be discussing next year's reading list, and we have some fun predictions to make today, ladies. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say. We also have a big surprise, which we'll save that surprise. You know what? Maybe we should just put it out right now, you think, right off at the beginning, because this is our reading list has a couple new types of books, don't they? Okay. All right. I'm just going to say it because
you're really bad at secrets.
I can't even like hold Christmas gifts for very long because I just want to give it to them, you know, and I want to see how happy they are to have it. And yeah, I have a problem. Okay. I can keep secrets. I don't go around telling people secrets. Okay. But this one's exciting. So this year we are putting in two series that are not historical Christian romance, but Christian suspense romance, contemporary Christian suspense romance. Now, this came out of a conversation with Jessica, who isn't here with us.
Jessica.
Because, I know, come on, Jessica. She's like, can we read something other than historical Christian romance? And I'm like, no, because that's what our podcast is. It's what I love. And then I did some judging for a writing contest, and one of the books or novellas that I had to read was contemporary Christian suspense romance. And I was like, yeah, I think I might like branch out in the romance section and maybe add this in. So I am curious to see if our listeners will appreciate this or not, to have a little diversity in here. It's still Christian romance. It's just another subgenre of Christian romance. So you know what? Maybe I'll just ask you that question right off the bat then. What are your thoughts about reading Christian suspense romance?
I'm a little nervous. because I don't like scary stuff. So
as long as it's just suspense and not like scary.
It's not creepy.
I don't like creepy stuff.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of like the horror stuff. Well, this is more like our
like
hero,
Boxcar
our
Children.
Heroes are like Navy SEALs, and it's like the action.
Okay, that makes
style.
Me feel better.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I think it'll be like we have our niche. We're comfortable in that genre. We love it. It's great. We know we love it. So to throw in one or two, it's like, hey, I think it's a good thing to kind of break out of the box a little bit,
dabble in something else. Yeah.
All right.
The
Jessica.
Other thing is, since I started dabbling and reading and this, I also have started coming up with novel ideas for that genre too. And I'm like,
It does surprise me that Jessica wanted to branch out. That's what surprises me about it.
Yeah.
Because she seemed, I don't know. Jessica's just steady.
She is. And I will say her and my mom have always enjoyed historical Christian romance, like even when I was a kid, like growing up, they would read it. Which, mentioning that, my mom may or may not join us sometimes throughout the year. So just because she's a huge fan of the historical Christian romance genre, and she is a reader. Oh my word. Mm-hmm. She reads and reads and reads. So anyway, so you guys might get to meet her this year. Well, you guys already know her, but our listeners will get to meet her this year. So all right, so here's our first prediction. What do you think your top three series will be? Oh, and I should probably read those off, right? Okay, so this year we are going to read in January, Boulder Creek Romance by Robin Lee Hatcher. In February, The Carton Series by Tamara Alexander. In March, this will be our first Christian suspense series, Dive Team Investigations by Lynn H. Blackburn. April, Daughtry House by Beth White. May, We're Revisiting the Town of Savage Wells by Sarah M. Eden, because she came out with Wyoming Wild, which I have held myself back from reading.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. I couldn't.
Don't say anything.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying a word.
I have a feeling it's going to be amazing. Which, by the way, if you follow Sarah M. Eden, she's one of her books is getting put into a movie now.
Oh,
yeah. It's not one of the books that we've read here, but and then July, we're going to do Sunrise at Normandy by Sarah Sundin. I've heard she's an amazing author. Never read her stuff, but I know it's all around World War II. So that'll be interesting for us. In August, we're going to do The Heart of San Francisco by Julie Lessman. I can't go a year without reading a Julie Lessman series. So I apologize to my listeners, but and then again, not because they're amazing. So, but actually, you'll be surprised who requested that series.
Jessica.
Does that surprise you?
It does.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't like the kissy-kissy scenes.
I know. And Julie's all about the kissy-kissy scenes. So she just thought the setting, she would enjoy it, those books. I said, I enjoyed them. So anyways. And then September is Triumph Over Adversity. Oh, my, let me try that again. Ready? Triumph Over Adversity by Lynn Shannon. And that is going to be our second Christian suspense series. And then October is Wyoming Sunrise by Mary Keneally, which is exciting because 2 years ago we did her Brothers in Arms series, if you remember that one. So it's exciting to circle back to her. And then November, I actually just went through and made various Christmas novellas from all the different authors that we're reading throughout the year. So thought we would enjoy that. Okay. All right. So now that everybody knows what we're reading for the year, what do you think, or which ones do you think will be your top three series for the year?
I'm so biased, and Town of Savage Wells is going to be in the top three, probably.
I agree. I had that one circled just because.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. What else?
I had that as number two. I think that'll be my second most favorite.
And I think just because I know the author, we've read him before, Julie Lessman series, I know we'll enjoy that one.
Yep. I made that Heart of San Francisco my number one because I just know it's going to be.
And then the October, the Wyoming Surprise, just because I know we've read the author before and we enjoyed her series. So
yeah,
that was Wyoming Surprise.
I'm not familiar with the other ones, so I'm
I looked some
interested
up.
To see.
But... Triumph Over Adversity sounds interesting. I'm interested. I did put it on there because I'm interested to see how it goes.
But... Okay. Okay, so I did Dive Team Investigations. I put as my third. And then The Town of Seven Jewels is second and Heart of San Francisco by first. I've actually read all the Triumph Over Adversity and I struggled not to put it on my list. It'd be like a runner up. They're really good.
Ooh, okay.
They're shorter. Yeah, I don't want to give too much away. Okay, so it's going to be exciting when we get to that one too. But I also believe I've read the first two of Dive Team Investigations. I really enjoyed them as well. Okay, now, what do you think your top three novels will be?
I put... My notes keep timing out.
I think anything by Julie Lessman will probably be in my top three.
Yes.
Without knowing much about the other ones. And I already, know that
you
Savage
read
Wells.
Wyoming Wild.
I know. You read Triumph Over Adversity.
I know.
I am interested about the Dive Team Investigations to see where that goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to like those.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in the first book, Beneath the Surface, if I'm remembering the right series, because you know how...
I know, they all blend together. That's what
blurring,
I have trouble
right?
with, though.
I'm pretty sure that our heroine is a nurse.
Oh, okay.
So I think you're going to have a great connection there with that one. I said... Marshalling Her Heart by Mary Keneally. I don't know. The title just sounded intriguing to me. I thought maybe that might be like number three. Wyoming Wild I put as two. I've loved Sarah's book, especially her books, but especially that series. And then for number one, I did Grace Like Rain, which is Julie Lessman's, which I will always put her as number one. But I will say I've read that whole series and I loved them
all. You're a little biased
on your series. But that's a novella and it's... Our hero in there is such a rogue, and to watch him fall in love was a joy to see. So, anyways, I'm giving a little away. See, I can't keep my mouth shut. I always want to spill the beans. Which series do you think will surprise you the most? I put Sunrise at Normandy. I think that's going to surprise me because I'm not going to lie. World War II content makes me nervous.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think it's just because of just all the atrocities against the Jews. And, you didn't go on that trip, eighth grade trip to D.C., did you, with me? So we visited the Holocaust Museum out there. And I had to leave. Like, I couldn't handle it. One, I don't like to cry, and I don't like crying in front of people. And when you're, 14 with all your peers, you really don't want to cry in front of them. And the other part was, like, I was sick to my stomach with the images and the... I mean, we can't bury our head in the sand. Otherwise, it's going to repeat itself, right? Like, we need to be aware of it. We need to confront it. But I can only confront it for so long. And so that's what makes me, like... I don't know how much of that's really going to play into her series. Probably not much. That's why I think she's going to probably surprise me the most because I'm the most nervous about reading hers, but I may end up loving it, you know? Mm-hmm. So did you guys have one that you thought might surprise you?
I just put Dive Team just because I don't know exactly what to expect because I haven't really read that genre. Like I've always.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I read everything, but usually it's Christian inspirational. It's always the historical. Like I just that's my go-to.
Yeah.
So
we're breaking out of the box a little. We're just shifting to the right a little bit, you know.
And I'll do the Triumph Over Adversity.
Yeah, you think
just because I don't know what to expect, so it'll surprise me.
Yeah. I think that one will surprise you actually. So we already talked about that. Okay, I was going to ask you again what you think about reading Christian suspense, but we already talked about it. So.
It made me feel better about it. So
you feel better about it?
I feel better now that we've talked about it. I did write nervous. I don't enjoy scary. Like
it's not scary.
Happy endings.
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think like a great... Okay.
So like a cozy mystery kind of.
Did you enjoy The Mummy? The 90s Mummy.
The 90s one that we watched over and over and over?
yes, because it became comforting to me because we watched it so much.
Do you remember the first time we watched that movie?
We were scared.
It was a sleepover at your house, and yeah, we screamed. Watched it a lot.
Yeah.
And your parents were like, there's nothing to scream about, girls.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's like the roller coaster at Cedar Point was. First day we scream, and then we keep going over. We just like comfort, like going over and over again. We know what to expect.
But you know how it has.
That's what I like.
It has action.
Yeah.
Romance.
Yeah.
So there's some suspense in it.
Yeah. Right?
A little, not as much anymore to me because, you know, used to it. And there's humor. So that's what these are like.
Okay.
That's probably the best comparison. You know, that's my favorite movie to watch when I'm sick.
Ain't the Mummy.
Yeah.
This is like Brendan Fraser Mummy, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like the only one worth watching. Okay.
The second one? I like the second one.
I always think of Melissa.
She has like the flashbacks. I thought that was so cool. I don't know.
Yeah, the second one's okay, but the first one is like nothing can beat it, right? I don't know. It's nostalgic for me, I guess. But my mother-in-law loves it too. And one time I was talking about, I'm like, oh, I know. I love putting on when I just don't feel good. I'm like, just want to watch The Mummy. So I'll put The Mummy in. And do you know where I fall asleep every stinking time?
Where?
When they're mummifying them alive. I said, well, I just end up closing my eyes and falling asleep to their screams. And my mother-in-law goes, you're sick. I said, no, it didn't come out right. It's because I don't want to watch them be mummified, right? So alive. So I close my eyes, and the next thing I know, I'm just drifting off to their screams. And then when I wake up, it's the credits. I'm just saying.
I have no comment.
You have to remember, I'm generally watching it while I'm sick, okay, people?
That's when the NyQuil kicks in.
That's right.
I love
Anyways. Now our listeners are thinking, my word, she's crazy. Maybe a little bit, but I think we're all a little crazy here and there.
You gotta be to survive nowadays.
Right? Keeps life interesting.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at www.literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.